was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders.
They claim to seek that new world order and nations without borders. Don't believe the lie, man. Come on. You know what they're doing. Folks, welcome to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is your host, Tom Lackabarra-Stewart. I am joined by Mr. John O. Mesmer. And hopefully soon, Mr. Chris Cade. Now, for those of you out there who have been eating up a lot of this interesting stuff over the Oregon standoff, there was a not guilty verdict, all that stuff. Now, of course, you have many factions talking about that. We're going to be getting into hour two, if we can get Chris in Las Vegas with us to cover some certain facts. In hour two, we are specifically going to be addressing the Young Turks, as we did Democracy Now!, and we are going to be shattering their lies. Now, I have just released on Facebook, and before too long, on the next commercial break, I'll release it on Twitter and Google Plus, a photograph I took at the Oregon so-called standoff. And the title of the meme says, "White supremacists take over Oregon?" Question mark. So says Vanity Fair, because we were responding directly to an article in Vanity Fair. And at the bottom it says, "Hey Obama, could this be your son too?" In the photograph you see a young man with his head down, with his cowboy hat on, with his gloves on, and with his rifle slung over his shoulder. And in a little photo in the corner, you see him raise his head. And it is a young African-American patriot, proud to have been with him, a patriot man. I'm not going to give you his name, because his name is irrelevant. But the fact of the matter is that certain folks are trying to paint a narrative that these white supremacists took over Oregon. And he was just one of many, and he looked forward to shattering the lies of the liberal left and their position that it was a white supremacist takeover and that white privilege was responsible for how long it lasted. And the treating of royalty like they were. Yeah. So much treated like royalty that Lavoie got a bullets in the back. Just saying. Anyway, So we're going to start off tonight by actually really peeling apart a Trump supporter that mentions on Fox News, of all places. I was so tickled pink at this. On Fox News, this Trump supporter mentioned spirit cooking. Can you imagine? Hey, look, you know, I know Fox News seems to be conservative, but as soon as they hear things like that, man, they run for the hills. But this exchange between two black American women, I don't call myself Italian American. I call myself American, so I'm going to call them black Americans, what they are. One of them, darn sight more honorable than the other, in my opinion. But then again, that's my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. So in the first clip, we're going to hear a Trump supporter mentioning spirit cooking, first of all, on Fox News. But the context of this conversation is even more interesting. Can you please roll clip one?
The support of Klan sympathizers before you were president are kind of slow in disowning it, saying, well, I don't know. That's how you'll be when you're president.
So what happened to Democrats taking the high road? For a fair and balanced debate, let's bring in the vice chairman of the National Diversity Council for Trump, Brunell Donald Shea, and Fox News contributor Jamu Green, who was a 2008 Clinton campaign advisor. Thank you, ladies, for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Ainsley.
Jamu, I'll start
with
you.
Good morning. God bless you and
good
God
morning.
Bless America.
God bless you, too, and God bless our country.
I receive it, Amy.
You are so cute.
That was the Trumper,
all right, so
by
Hillary
the way.
Clinton's camp links Donald Trump to the KKK, Jamu. Is it fair for an offensive group to support a candidate? Is it fair to blame the candidate? Isn't that a low blow, Jamu?
Well, it's really tough that in 2016 we're talking about the KKK having an influence on the presidential election. It blows your mind. But the reality is the KKK endorsed Donald Trump just a few days ago, and they've been actively engaged in this campaign for the last year. Donald Trump initially refused to denounce David Duke. It took him a while to get there. It was a good thing that he did. But this is something that we're going to need Republicans to speak out loudly and proudly about.
All right, can you pause that, Mike?
I think the Trump campaign...
Mike, pause that for a second. And what I want to comment on, first of all, folks, you notice how liberals, when they argue about something that they want to keep or something that they want to push, they always seem to bring up the current year as if the current year bore any weight upon the Constitution whatsoever, longstanding traditions being what they are. But okay, I like that current year argument. That's kind of funny. But it goes a little bit beyond that current year argument, doesn't it? The KKK, who has about, at the current time, I think the Southern Poverty Law Center said, 6,000 members in a united republic of nation states, of how many people that reside in the United States of America? Millions upon millions of people in the United States. And the KKK represents some 6,000 individuals. What is the actual percentage of KKK among American citizens? Let me see. Is it 0.00000000006%? I think maybe I'm being too generous. So, that being said, one of the strongest arguments that the Clinton campaign has to attack Donald Trump is that an organization of 6,000 people who, for all of the potential wrong reasons, are in opposition to any kind of immigration coming into this country, whereas Donald Trump is just standing against illegal immigration, they don't mention that part either. But an organization that was founded by and began by and funded by the Democrat Party. Not only founded and begun by the Democrat Party, but founded by and under a Hegelian nature by certain official Illuminati organizations. And I can prove that. Albert Pike, General, Confederate Army, with Baphomet hanging around his neck, was the grand poopah of how you want to call it, of the KKK. Let's analyze that for a moment. This is the same General Albert Pike who was brought up on charges, and he was definitely brought under the microscope because he was absolutely not a member of the Christian Republic for which it stood. These subverters, these manipulators, these Illuminati who behind the scenes manipulate the normal and common and everyday folks, folks who had farms, who were locked inside their own churches, locked inside their own barns and burnt alive, raped and pillaged. And I'm not talking about the slave-owning families, folks. I'm talking about people that couldn't be bothered with slavery. They couldn't afford slaves, and they didn't have anything to do with slaves. I'm talking about the normal, everyday, common folks of the South who had nothing to do with any of that business. And they were raped. They were murdered. They were pillaged. You don't hear about their stories, do you? No, you don't hear about them. All you hear about are the slaves. And these folks today who are that claim to be the descendants of the slaves, who say oppression, 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 as they sit at home on their iPhones and their Android phones, going to public school, not realizing that the very ancestors that they're talking about that were brought here, so-called stolen, actually really, truly, in truth, purchased by their own tribal chiefs that sold their ancestors into bondage because they were criminals and retrobates, and they were the wretched refuse of the tribes that they wanted to get rid of. Don't talk about that politically incorrect fact. That is the fact. We have the ship's manifest. These people weren't rounded up and captured. They were sold into slavery by their own people and brought to the American South with the intention, because they knew, these very same people that did this knew, that they would be used and they would be manipulated. And at some point in time, they would foment revolution using these very people. And that is exactly what they're doing. They're using and manipulating. So I ask you, I have many, many, many black friends. I don't have a token black friend that I can just say, well, I'm not a racist because I got a black friend. I got many black friends. I was raised in New Jersey where we all got along and we all loved each other. And if we didn't, we'd die. So we all got along. So the fact of the matter, the real truth of the matter is that these very people that sit there at home on their smartphones screaming Black Lives Matter while blacks are killing blacks in their own neighborhoods in record numbers, if they had remained... They are actually, I hate to say this, and I understand what Clive and Bundy was saying, and this is what he was trying to say when he was painted as a racist, and he's not. He was saying they were almost better off during the times of the slaves because at least they kept their families somewhat together, and they had a moral ethic, and they worshiped together, and they lived together. Now it's drug dealings on the corner, and it breaks his heart to see how they're living, but he's painted as a racist because his heart is broken over seeing it. How twisted that was. How absolutely twisted that was. But I looked up a couple of the tribes, of the tribal leaders that were, that sold their criminal element into slavery. Those that were captured and or punished for committing crimes. Not just crimes, but some that were, that were, that were conquered. And that's not right. I'm not for slavery in any way, shape, or form. But you take these folks that were sold into bondage by people of their own skin color, yet racism is a problem, right? These very same people to this day remain in tribes that stick their arms up the anus of certain animals to be able to pull the feces out and pat it into patties and use for fertilizer and allow these animals to pee upon their head to disinfect them, or whatever reason that they do it. And all the while, these individuals who are descendants of these tribes have the nerve to go to American universities and be blessed to be in a union that provides education, that provides health care, that provides the comforts that these same individuals are complaining and taking to Twitter and to Facebook on their smartphones, wearing their Nike shoes and wearing their clothes and their gold teeth and their and the cars with the rims and everything else. These very same people have the nerve. To say that there is some sort of white privilege. The same white privilege that saw Lavoie Finicum shot in the back. I tell you what, let me line up for that white privilege, huh? How wonderful white privilege is when it puts lead in your back in the name of the federal government. Let's talk about some white privilege. The same federal government that put those bullets in his back is the same federal government that has these people under their thumb in the Dakota Access Pipeline. All the while, the same entities in a Hegelian nature are pitting us, cowboy against Indian, when our true and real enemy is the very same entity that violated the Native Americans' treaties and that are currently trying under Agenda 21 in the United Nations to steal the land out from under the people's feet in the name and the guise of environmentalism, but in truth, to steal this land for the state bureaucrats and their cronies and the mineral rights and the water rights and the control, while using these people who love the environment so very much as useful idiots in their cause. Useful idiots is what they are, because these will be the first people, once they become disillusioned, that will be lined up against the wall and shot, just like they were in Soviet Russia. Anyway, we're going to go to our first caller, Ed in Utah. Ed, you are on Resurrected Republic.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I want to throw in an element on here about the racial situation with regards to Trump's victory.
Please.
I want to make the case. Tim, I want to make the case. There is a racial component to this, and
okay.
For political reasons, Trump does not emphasize that. But he's no dummy. One difference in this election this year. Look at the last two election cycles. from Texas. It was like Oklahoma. Not one county went Obama's way. The difference this time is with Hillary's blue wall fell apart in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania. With that collapse of that wall, with the white, blue collar workers up in those states, that's the main difference this election cycle. If you look at the white vote that carried, I mean, only Virginia, every southern state went Trump except Virginia, the old Dominion. And we kind of know why that is, and the northern population of it by the district. So,
sure.
Right, okay, they vote racially in your area. Nationally, yes, he made inroads in the black vote. He got 13%. But that's still a monolithic 87% of the black vote. That's a problem, Tim. Two-thirds went to Hillary amongst the Latinos for Hillary Clinton. That is a problem.
I agree it's a problem, but you have to understand one thing, that the very same people that the left would tell you voted for Obama because he was the first black president are the very same people that the same pundits now are calling all of the Trump voters racist for voting for Trump. While these very same people that are responsible for putting Obama in office are the same people that are responsible for putting Trump in office once they realized that Obama was full of crap. Just saying.
Well, yes, you have a good point there. But the point, the overall point is they still voted pretty much along racial ethnic lines with the Latinos and the blacks. Latinos
been
about...
programmed. Yeah, but they've been programmed to do so. I don't hold that against them because they've been inundated for the past 8 years with race by CNN,
yep,
by MSNBC. Even Fox News takes part in this stuff. So they've been indoctrinated to think in the matter of Marxist, cultural Marxism.
Right, but the result, Tim, will still be the same. Look what Trump was saying, and compare that.
That would be Tom. By the way, that would be Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I keep calling you Tim.
But that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, Tom. The you look at the overt statements of Dr. David Duke, okay? But look at the more euphemistic statements of Donald Trump. They do line up. One of the big points that Trump was making on the trail, he goes, "This is your last chance, folks." Who is he talking to, Tom? He was talking to those whose votes he was seeking, the historic Caucasian population of this country, to rally once more, to come.
Oh, I don't.
With
I don't.
Last
hang on. Hang on. Hang on.
Yeah, but go ahead, John. John, respond to that, John.
Even though logistically, what you're saying is basically accurate. If I understand correctly, well, I know what I want to, with the point that I want to make, but I'm not sure I understand 100% the point that you're making, but let's just pretend that I do for a moment. The fact is, if I'm Trump, and I understand who he was directing toward, I'm going after the white vote. There's no doubt about it. And if I'm the white man, which I happen to be white, I'm voting for Trump. There's no doubt about it. But it's not because I'm white and Donald Trump's white, and
yeah,
I'm voting because of race, or Trump is coming to get my vote because of my race. What the dynamic really is that white man's been shit on. Sorry about that. Been crowded for so many years, especially these last 8 years. It was the obvious part of the population, and it was the obvious vote to go after. Say, hey, look, are you sick and tired of this politically correct white privilege nonsense that's been jammed down your throat for the last 8 years? The white people didn't ask to be crapped on. in this way. But we did get crapped on.
I really, to be honest with you, John, and the caller there, I really, you know, I understand my brothers in Europe who are under siege for their cultural identity that is being destroyed. But here's the thing, man. This is the thing that really, really bothers me. Maybe it's because I'm from New Jersey and I come from a half Italian, half Scottish family. Look, I served as a firefighter with blacks, with Muslims, and we didn't care. We didn't care what pigment in our skin we had. If one of us fell, the other one was there. And the thing that irritates me and infuriates me to the point, I know that our cultures are under attack by certain entities, but our cultures are not under attack by blacks. Our culture is under attack by a group of elitists that use color and race as a division.
The white vote wasn't going against the minorities. The white vote was going against the world order, the globalist elitist agenda to tear down America. And so it just, you know, it just so happened to be the dynamic, you know.
And they use that dynamic. They use that dynamic as a tool to try and create a false narrative.
If you were a white male in America in 2016 and you didn't vote for Donald Trump, I think you're a complete utter idiot.
Yep.
Who are you gonna vote for?
I agree. Well, if you're part of the voting process, but let's let our caller finish some of his thought. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, yeah, that what you guys just said kind of makes my point that this was racial without it being overtly referred to as racial. It was implied heavily, and Trump was who is he talking to? He says we. Like David Duke says, but David Duke spells it out. We the Caucasian, as in we who settled this land, who came up and built upon the Magna Carta of our forefathers back in the Anglo-Saxon country of England. This is what is being implied by Trump, but overtly stated by Dr. David Duke. So what I don't want to see the Trump inner campaign. I mean, they have to, even Duke himself says they have to politically distance themselves from people with his name due to the smears that have been done.
Yeah.
But don't throw them under the bus. Don't make that mistake.
Look,
Rush Limbaugh has stated, I'll tell you right now,
I respect Dr. David Duke. He is no longer a member of the KKK. A KKK is an organization that I renounce. And I renounce because I know who created it. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart. I am joined with John O. Mesmer, and we were supposed to be joined with Chris in Las Vegas. I don't know what happened to Chris, but he was supposed to be with us tonight on this portion, but that's all right. Chris will be back. You know, he always is when he can be. And Chris, if you're out there listening, We had a hard time getting a hold of you, brother. So reach out. Try and call into the board op and see if you can get on there. Oh, we do have another caller on the line. Let me go to this here. Jim, well, I don't know exactly where misery is, but I know what misery is. Jim, you're on the line.
Well, some call it Missouri.
Oh, well, he had M-I-S-E-R-Y. That's not what I would have said of Missouri. So, Jim in Missouri.
Well, some call it Missouri, some call it Missouri, some call it misery. So,
well, I call it Missouri only because I had a really good friend of mine that he had his favorite movie was The Outlaw Josie Wales. It happens to be one of my favorite movies too. So ever since then, we got together. We always called it Missouri.
Well, I called in the Stattmiller show earlier with this, but I came home from work, and my daughter, who is 22, she said, "Dad, I'm getting flack on Facebook over the election." I said, "Okay,
really?
What's going on?" I said, "What's going on?" And she says, "Well, they're saying that, well, there's some supporters of Trump that are white supremacists." And I said, "Really?" I said, So I said, "Well, why don't you ask him, what evidence do you have that there's white supremacists, and who are these white supremacists?" And so she did that. And then I said, "And you know what? Why don't you ask him to watch the Clinton Chronicles?" And she says, "Well, what's the Clinton Chronicles?" And I said, "Well, it's a documentary." And so she went searching around, and she's like, "Dad, I can't find this. It's not on Netflix. I can't find it anywhere." And I said, "No, Google it. It's going to be on YouTube." So she did. Well, she pulled it up, and she started watching. And she couldn't pull away. And I said, "Well, that's a good thing."
Yes.
I said, "Good, that's a good thing." I said, "You need to watch that entire documentary, and then you need to post it on your Facebook and tell everybody, hey, if you want to talk about the Clintons, let's watch this first, and then you can respond. Otherwise, I don't want to hear from you."
Amen.
And so she has done that, 22-year-old. So, and I told her, I said, "You need to kind of preface that with, you know, we were all young. We didn't know anything about this. We weren't taught about this in school. And
we didn't know anything about anything. We ran around like idiots saying, 'Just say no,' when cannabis cured cancer."
Yeah. Oh, well, have you seen the latest on the... Ben Swan did a deal the other day where this guy that was experimenting with cannabinoids got together with a pharmacist, and they came up with these sprays, nasal sprays for kids that were having seizures.
It does not surprise me one bit. I have not seen it, but I'm glad that you mentioned
it. Dude,
because
it's awesome.
Tonight I will go to Ben Swan's Truth and Media page, and I will abstract that, and I will share that with everyone.
Oh, Tom, they came up with a spray, a nasal spray, and they put it out to like a dozen families, and they said, "Please record your results. We want you to video it and these kids go into seizures, and they spray this stuff up their nostrils, and within 20 seconds, the seizure abates.
That does not surprise me one bit from what I've seen with cannabinoids.
It is incredible.
And, matter of fact, it tells me all the more why cannabinoids and cannabis itself has been suppressed and made illegal, because when you look at the big money that Big Pharma has put in the politicians' pockets, look, even doctors, for the most part today, all of these holistic doctors, they are whacked left and right. They are murdered. Interestingly enough, suicided. I mean, come on. If for all of a sudden there's such a high suicide rate among holistic doctors, there you got a problem. So we have evidence that there is an absolute false, unnatural cause of death that is being created by these holistic doctors who have ethics, who have morality, who are true scientists, who use real medicine, which is medicine that you can grow in your backyard to cure your family without the use of buying these pills and going to these doctors. It makes me sick, brother, when I tell you my mother, who passed of cancer, if I found out literally months after she passed of the actual cure. I was not on to even that because I was so politically involved. I wasn't involved in the holistic medicine and all of that stuff. When I found out what they did to my mother, which is essentially morphined her to death because she had cancer, and she was of an age that it was deemed that it was too much of a cost. She was Obamacare killed, is what she was. When I learned this, after my mother's death. It nearly destroyed me, bro. And I tell you
hey, Tom. I experienced it in the mid 70s. My grandmother came down with cancer, and my father and my uncle and aunt went out looking around, and they found Laetrile, which is I think it's vitamin B17.
Yes.
And they were told you cannot import this, and so yeah, and at the time, that was the deal. B-17 was the deal internationally, but not in the United States. And so they didn't want to break the law, and so I lost my grandmother.
Well, 65. This is how I look at the law. We have the right to certain things, and those certain things that we have the right to are life as being a primary right, and it's my position that no government, our federal government, state governments, whatever, no government has the right to deny you something that you want to try and save your life with. That is the primary foundation of the tenets of our departure of Great Britain, was to be able to establish freedom and liberty in this republic, these amalgamation of republics, and justifiable law that warrants any kind of restriction or prohibition. And these prohibitions only create black markets and only create revenue generation for the state and for the federal government. And for that, I hold them directly and ultimately accountable. I think that these politicians, for keeping this from us, should be tried, convicted, hung, and snapped by the neck for doing what they've done.
Are you suggesting that we should be free to try to save our own lives? Are you really suggesting that?
Well, yeah, I think I am.
Well, good for you.
Well, you know, I mean, really, it's so outrageous. It's so outrageous. Well, because I've told my family, I go, hey, I had a sister that came down with breast cancer. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care what your doctor says. You do whatever you got to do. I don't care if they say it's illegal. It doesn't matter. That's right.
No, because it's not. Well, it may be illegal, but it's not unlawful. There's a difference.
And I get that, Tom, and I know where you're coming from with that. But what it comes down to is, do you want to take care of your life, or are you going to follow a law that may be legal or lawful or whatever? I really don't care.
Well, hey, I look at it like this. I want to be real honest and real clear about this for a moment for my listening audience and whatever federal agencies or state agencies that might be listening to me. I'm going to make it real clear. If myself or my family from here on out develops a condition by which I think there is a substance, a compound, or a plant, or whatever else that may cure them of their ailment without me spending thousands of dollars to Big Pharma, and they interfere with that process, I would far rather shoot them in the face than allow them to attempt to restrict, deny, impede, or prevent our family, our friends, or our compadres from being able to cure themselves in a natural manner. I want to make that clear.
They may call me
a domestic terrorist for saying so, but you know what? They're the real domestic terrorists, aren't they?
Exactly. And you know what? It really doesn't matter, because it comes down to, hey, it's my life, it's my liberty, it's my pursuit of happiness.
That's pretty simple.
Excuse me, but your stuff doesn't work. I don't care if this is experimental. I'm going there because your stuff doesn't work.
Yeah, give me more aspartame to help me lose weight as it increases my appetite. You son of a whatever his you know what I'm saying.
A buck.
You know, hey, Donald. Hey, Mr. Rumsfeld. This message is for you, you unscrupulous son of a. I had to mute myself. Sorry.
but let's get back to it.
Yep.
When I told my daughter to, I said, why don't you send them this link to the Clinton Chronicles? She says, what's that? And I said, well, go look it up. So she did. And she was glued to it all night and the whole night. This is a 22-year-old.
God bless her.
Some college. She's had a baby. I got my grandson here with me.
God bless her.
But she watched. She couldn't get away from it. And I said, when you get done with that, I said, you need to send this out on your Facebook to all your friends and say, before you give me any more crap about Clinton, you better watch this. Clinton Chronicles.
The Clinton Chronicles. Yes, the Clinton Chronicles.
And she just, I just sat back and watched her shake her head. And every once in a while, she'd say, how did they get away with this, Dad? And
like, isn't it beautiful watching one of the youngins wake up?
Well, that's what needs to happen. And so I would encourage anybody that is even listening, if you have children of that age, make them watch the video. Make them watch the documentary.
The Clinton Chronicles, folks.
Clinton Chronicles. And then tell them to send that out on their Facebooks and say, to all my friends, you need to go watch this before you talk, because we were young, we weren't taught it in school, and the corporate media didn't cover it. So if you want to know why everybody went against Hillary,
This is why. Simple.
I so much I agree with you, brother. I really do.
All right, with that, hey, Tom, appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
Good weekend.
You too. God bless you, brother.
All right.
And folks, on that, I want to tell you, you know what we do here, and I know that Trump has been elected. Well, that in and of itself may comfort you. Well, it comforts me a little bit. But I have to tell you, it cannot be where we stop. So I'm again going to ask all of you. First of all, I'm going to thank those of you who have sent me donations. There haven't been a lot, but the ones that have come in, I appreciate and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am blessed to have you as listeners. I am blessed to have you as people who support this show. And I'm going to ask the rest of you out there, you know I have no fear. I could care less if that axe comes down tomorrow. I am going to continue to tell the truth. I am going to continue to share the information that comes in here, regardless of its consequence. I need you to go to resurrecttherepublic.com and click on that PayPal or rtrtruthmedia.com and click on that PayPal. Those of you who mail donations into the network, you can still do so, but do me one favor. Please mail your donations in and write, you're going to write a check. It's Thomas Lacovara, L-A-C-O-V-A-R-A. I added Stewart as a tribute to my mother, who passed away just recently. We are of the Clan Stewart of Scotland, and I am very proud of that heritage. As a result of that, I added Stewart to my last name to claim my own identity and to seize my identity away from that of the state. Those of you who understand the research that we do, you'll understand the meaning behind that and the reason behind that. But in the banking industry, my name goes Thomas Lacovara. And if you would, if you want to send a check into RBN because you don't feel comfortable going to the PayPal or whatever else, if you would please do it that way, it would be appreciated, because every check that has been sent with Thomas Robert Lacovara Stewart, my bank for some reason will not accept. So that being said, the Clinton Chronicles, the Bill Clinton murders.
I watched Clinton Chronicles several times, and
I really love that.
Enlightening, and it helps encapsulate the arguments against the Clintons very well.
Oh, it sure as heck does. And for those of you out there, I'm going to be releasing the Clinton Chronicles on RTR Truth Media sometime later tonight. I've had it in my archives, in my uploads. And I will take it and I'll upload it to my channel at rtrtruthmedia.com or rtrtruthmedia.youtube.com rather. And we will publish it on our blogspot and we will publish it on resurrectorepublic.com. So within the next few hours, I think I heard the chickens crow. Would you mind? Anyway, we will be releasing the Clinton Chronicles. We'll be sending them out to all our subscribers. We do have a caller on the line. Jim in Kansas. Jim, you're on.
How do I donate to that Chris who had that classic car taken away from him in Las Vegas if I don't do business with Facebook or PayPal?
What's that, sir? Would you, you'd like to help Chris?
Yeah.
If you go to Resurrect the Republic, or go to resurrectrepublic.com or rtrtruthmedia.com, if you send a donation and you want it to go to Chris, in the notation of the donation, just send Chris. And if you send a donation and you want it to go to Chris, I will send it to him personally. He's a personal friend of mine.
Right. I love listening to him.
But he's a good, he's
like
a good man.
Address? I don't do PayPal.
I don't have a mailing address except RBN. If you'd like to do it at RBN, you could send a check in my name, and in the memo, on the check, write Chris, and you can send it to RBN, to their Austin, Texas address. What is the address in Austin?
Oh, I know what it is.
2251 Double Creek Drive, Austin, Texas. But when you write out the check, write it out to me, but in the memo, put Chris.
Okay.
And yes, and I will forward the money on to him. And you have my word. Chris is listening. If he's not been able to connect, he knows that I'm on for him. So if you send a donation to Chris, we will get it to Chris. I love Chris, and I want him to get help.
Okay. How did Bruce Ray Riggs do in his election?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Bruce Ray Riggs and I have been together for quite some time. And I don't want to speak ill of the man. But part of the problem I had with him was the fact that he was running in the de facto. I tried supporting him because he was my friend. However, getting to know him personally, coming to Florida, and living close to him, and in an environment that I was supposed to be his campaign manager, I was forced to make decisions that made me withdraw from that position and move on. Now, I stand by his research, and as a Christian man, I will not speak ill of the man, especially on the air, but we had some differences, of which I was transgressed upon, and I cannot, although I can forgive, I cannot open myself up for the same repeat. And I've chosen to move on, and that's about where I stand with that. But his research, sir, is solid. That I will stand by.
Okay, well, anyway, you don't know whether he won the election or not?
No, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't come close. Not even close.
All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Okay.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Goodbye.
Bye. And, folks, we will be back into the second hour with a new title where we will be peeling back the Young Turks and their lies and their defamation. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.